We picked three hot topics in legal writing, which it surprises some people that there are such things. I'm too close to that. So we're going to debate them. We actually don't necessarily fully ascribe to the sides that we're going to take. So what we're going to do for these topics is sort of give you that position. Here is the argument in favor of this. And then after we've debated that position, we'll kind of debrief where we would really come out on the issue. So let's see here. Our first topic is pronouns, and specifically, should you work around or use he to avoid sexism in your legal writing? So when I am picking a pronoun, can I use he as just the generic gender-neutral pronoun, or do I need to do something different so that I don't appear sexist? So I'm going to take the position that it's fine to just use he. Just go ahead, use he. Everybody knows that it means he or she. In the book that Justice Scalia wrote with Brian Garner called Making Your Case, The Art of Persuading Judges, this is the position that he took. He said, this is the traditional, generic, unisex reference to a human being. And his position was that when you try to write around it, it becomes more awkward, that you've used more words, your writing gets clunkier, and if you just use he, it wouldn't cause any particular problems. Everybody knows what it means. That nobody reads he and thinks, we are limiting this to the category of just men. Women are excluded from this. It's been done for so long, we all understand that when you use he, it really means he or she.